T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Storyline 9 we got into yesterday was about all the coaching changes. Obviously, that's going to be a big topic throughout the season. Storyline 8 today is regarding the depth. And the depth that I think that the Falcons have added this offseason, but also the fact that last year depth was a serious issue. Thomas Dimitroff spoke about that right after the draft and about wanting to make sure that that wasn't an issue in 2019.
Few of us have ever been in a situation where we've lost two starting guards, so we knew that, you know, we were not going to come into that situation next year where, you know, the depth wasn't where the depth needed to be. Back to acquisitions in free agency, back to two really solid picks in the draft. We need to build that O-line and be solid across the board.
Are you comfortable with what we're saying and seeing right now as far as what the Falcons' depth is headed into this season?
Little concerned about the outside rusher.
Yeah, okay.
That's about it. You know, I mean, the D-line, you need at least 8 bodies a game, at least. You know, and I'm talking about from end to end, including the tackles. You need at least 7-8 bodies. And just because you got bodies, you got to have some good players too. I mean, you just can't just throw some slappies out there. And so when I look at that, the outside rushers, that's my biggest issue. Other than that, they're not bad everywhere else.
Yeah, no, you bring up a concerning unit, obviously. And we'll spend, as we continue to count down these storylines, we'll get into Vic and Tack next week probably, because both of them and the worry about them is to me, a top 5 storyline for the Falcons headed into this year. Like, if those guys could be great or even good, then the Falcons' defense is obviously going to benefit from that greatly. If they look the way that they have the last couple of years, then that's going to be a real issue. And I'm with you, Randy, as far as depth goes, because we're not just talking about two guys that were added in the offseason to try to make the pass rush better. Those guys are your starters.
Yes.
Like, those guys are who you're relying on to have a pass rush. That's if you're talking about depth, because I know Dimitroff there was speaking about dealing with the depth on the offensive line, and we'll talk about the actual positivity of going about doing what they did in the offseason to try to make the offensive line better and protect Matt Ryan. Seems like a pretty sound strategy. The area where there isn't much is what you just said, and the guys that are starting, I mean, the guys that are behind them, okay, that's a concern too, but the guys that are starting are concerning on that unit.
Yeah, we've talked about this all off season so far. I need 20 from both of them. I mean, combined.
Combined. 20 from that'd be something.
I need a combined 20 sacks from your outside rushes, because they are the guys, those are the guys that you chose not to move on from, upgrade from, and I need Vic to be on the field every down. You know what I'm saying? I don't need them two to be off the field when the team defense comes in regular personnel. You know, why are you paying them all that money? Especially if you're making them one-dimensional already. So that's another reason why it's hard to get the pass, because everybody knows you're only on pass downs. You know, so when they go play action pass out of regular formation, have Vic out there. You know what I'm saying? Let him get a little dirty with it. I know he's not the biggest dude, needs some lead in his pants, but isn't that what he was doing this offseason?
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
When he was not there, he put in work on his own. Hopefully he put on a few pounds.
Hopefully he did. And on the flip side with Tack McKinley, hopefully he dropped a few pounds. And we saw him earlier. It looked like he had. They talked about how he was in better shape this year, maybe more versatile, able to do other things.
I'm good.
He's good. Oh, he's good. Yeah, there's no doubt. He is good. He made that very clear that he was good. A lot of his offseason was good. He just wants to be good, all of that, with D-Led earlier this offseason. Where are you comfortable with the depth? Because if we're talking about places that are worrisome, there's got to be places that are good, too. Because last year, I think it's unfair in some ways to criticize depth in certain spots last year, because there was just such a rash of injuries that, like, no team is going to have the depth to deal with what the Falcons dealt with on defense last year in terms of injuries.
Right.
Now, again, we're sitting here talking about guys that weren't injured that didn't play well as pass rushers. That's a different problem. As far as the injuries go, I mean, to lose your starting middle linebacker and your two starting safeties, there's not a lot of teams in football that are going to do that and still be able to maintain a level of consistency that you would hope to have with those guys on the field, right?
Right.
Like, that's just not the way that it works.
Right. The depth, I'm comfortable with the tight ends. I'm just joking.
Okay.
I'm just joking. Probably the wide receiver position. I think they got. It's three deep, but I think you know with that three, you're in the top four or five trios.
One.
in all of football. The offensive line. The only thing about the O line is I ain't seen them play. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest thing. I've not seen the young boys play. If you look on paper, they got more bodies than they had. They got better personnel, especially at the guard position than they had in the last couple of years. But I got to see it together. I got to see it how it works all together. But yeah, I'll probably go with wide receiver.
I'm with you. Obviously, you talk about the top three in terms of units. I don't know that there's a better top three in football. Maybe there is, but you're in the top three or four as far as wide receiver trios go. The interesting thing is, and we talked about this last year leading into the season, there really aren't that many position battles, which speaks to depth, right? I mean, or at least speaks to good starters.
That's what it means, yeah.
And I think we felt good about the starters last year. Now it's about making sure that, because you're going to have injuries inevitably. Hopefully you just don't have as many injuries to key positions like you did last season. And I understand the philosophy that they used about trying to bolster the offensive line. They finally really went all in on the offensive line. And the thing to me that speaks best to the depth that they have at the O-line position headed into training camp, mm-hmm. as we talk about the depth that the Falcons have headed into this season, is the competitions on the O-line.
Yeah.
Because the last couple off seasons and training camps, the competitions have been between guys that
are garbage.
Even whoever wins it might not, you wouldn't be the most comfortable having him as your starter. Now you got guys that are going to be backups that have the potential to be starters in the NFL. That's a good situation to be in.
It's a great situation to be in. And when you look at the offensive line, I mean, there's a possibility they're going to start two rookies on O-line. So mm-hmm. It's just a possibility. I'm not saying I think they should because I'm thinking, you're damn first rounder. You need to be out there. So why'd I pick you? But this whole unit, we're talking about this offensive unit. I mean, I think the most important, well, you know that Matt Ryan's most important because he is the quarterback. But Devontae Freeman has got to stay healthy. You know, and I don't know how the depth is behind him. Can Ito slide into that spot? No. Quadra Allison, big fan of his. Big fan of his. But is he ready to be that bell cow? Because if something happened to Free, you up the creek again. Because you don't have no Tevin Coleman. You don't have a proven backup that can help you out when the starter goes down. So that's another position of concern. Because if 24 goes down, you're in trouble.
Does it become harder to have great how many NFL teams even have great
Not
depth?
Not a lot.
Especially the way, like if you're a team that's truly contending for a Super Bowl, you probably have a quarterback that's on a pretty big contract. You know, not always. I mean, Patrick Mahomes still on a rookie deal. Jared Goff still on a rookie deal. Carson Wentz no longer, but this year will be on a pretty team-friendly number. For the most part, year after year after year, teams that are in that conversation are teams that have really good quarterbacks that are paid a lot of money.
Right.
And other guys, too. You're going to have guys that fill out your roster at the top end, salary cap-wise, that make a ton of money. And the more money you have up there, like the Falcons are going to in the next few years with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and look, even this year with Grady Jarrett getting the number he's getting and Vic Beasley getting the number that he's getting, it makes it harder to have a bunch of talented guys at the back end of the roster because all your money's on the top end of the roster.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of top-heavy teams. And going back to what you were talking about, the competition thing, if you ask any coach that goes into his training camp or whatever, he does not like competition like that. He wants his starters. Everything settled. I don't need this. I need you to be this guy. All right, don't be telling me about it. Because when you bring in that competition, it's good. It sounds good.
We want guys to be competitive.
But you want guys to be competitive. But you want your first 22 always.
Right.
You don't want to be trying to rotate guys, especially at the O-line position.
Do they have a better first 22 than they had last year?
Yes.
Do they have more depth than they had last year?
Yes.
All right, that's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.